I'm Scott Reed. I'm a social worker.
I'm Nathan Richardson. I work as a pharmacist at the Edinburgh Cancer Centre, just at the Western General Hospital here down the road. We're in the Lothian chambers to submit our forms to get our marriage schedule. So we're quite excited. We have to put them in for the 2-week notice period and so on.
How have the plans been going?
They've been surprisingly well, because given that we've not had a huge amount of time, and it's New Year's Eve as well, so it's obviously a lot of things happening on that night. But everything's fairly organised. We have guests who said they'll be here. We have food organised. We have flowers and stuff and the decorations. So we're good. We just don't know what we're wearing yet, so it might be a Boxing Day sale sort of thing.
So how monumental is this day?
I mean, it's absolutely huge. It's amazing, I think, for same-sex couples all over Scotland, and a huge thing to be recognised in it. For couples to be recognised in an equal sense and be able to participate in marriage.
Did you ever imagine that you would be planning your wedding?
Do you know, I was talking about this the other day, because when I was born, obviously equal marriage wasn't even on the cards, and for people who had same-sex relationships, it was not anything that you would ever dream of. So on the back of the equal marriage legislation coming through, it's like an absolutely hugely tremendous kind of opportunity for everyone to kind of be equal and be considered the same as everybody else. So it's a really big deal for us, and it's a really big deal that it's happening on the 31st.
I'm Marilyn Jackson. I'm a humanist celebrant. I've been conducting weddings, baby namings and funerals in Edinburgh since the end of 2008. So I was talking to one of the registrars. I've been busy with doing conversions already, and of course the very first one, as you know, happened in Australia for a Scottish couple. But yeah, it's just absolutely exciting. And I mean, for couples like Scott and Nate, who are just such a lovely couple of lads, you know, been together such a long time, and then getting a legal marriage, I mean, it's a really big thing for them, for the society, which worked along with the Equality Network to campaign for this. And I was delighted to have my own small part in doing that, and speaking and marching and signing petitions and writing to MPs. But it's just brilliant. It's just so exciting.
I still can't quite believe it's happening, and I'm so excited that you know, this is going forward, and that it's happening on New Year's Eve as well. We'll be starting the new year as husband and husband. I can't wait.